This is program number LW2635. He was a fantastic servant of men. I'm talking about George Washington Carver. Hi, this is Larry West. George Washington Carver was an American Negro who was the son of a slave, but who won international fame in agricultural research, developing products from such crops as peanuts, sweet potatoes, pecans. He graduated from Iowa State College in 1894, remaining at the school as an assistant botanist. You know, it's hard to imagine that the son of a slave would one day be offered a job at $100,000 a year, during those days especially. And it seems incredible that the same man would turn down the offer. But that's what happened to George Washington Carver. The famous inventor Thomas Edison made the offer, and even Henry Ford tried to persuade Carver to become a scientist for the Ford Motor Company. But Carver was unimpressed with the offers of money and prestige, and he chose to live in the South, living in relative poverty, wearing, they say, the same suit for 40 years. When his friends chided him for turning down big salaries, Carver always had an answer for them. They argued that he could help his people if he had all that money. But Carver would always tell them, "If I had all that money, I might forget about my people." Carver was a fantastic servant of men. Dr. Carver urged his people in the South to plant crops besides cotton, because he knew that if that crop failed, cotton, everything was lost. So Dr. Carver discovered how to make oils, varnishes, colorings, medicines, and hundreds of other things from peanuts. And he helped all of us people immensely because of those discoveries. And to show you what kind of a man he was, when he was invited to testify before a Senate committee, he was asked, "Dr. Carver, how did you learn all these things?" He replied, "From an old book." The chairman asked, "What book?" And Dr. Carver replied, "The Bible." The chairman asked him then, "Does the Bible tell about peanuts?" And Dr. Carver answered him, "No, Mr. Senator, but it tells about the God who made the peanut." Here was a man, a scientist, who saw much more than his experiments. He saw God and people. And believe it or not, it was Dr. Carver's custom to arise every day at 4 a.m. to pray. A scientist praying? Maybe that's why he was able to accomplish so much, and why he's so kindly remembered. In case you're interested, on Dr. Carver's tombstone are carved these fitting words. "He could have added fortune to fame, but caring for neither, he found happiness and honor in being helpful to the world." That epitaph sort of reminds me personally of what could be said concerning another servant. Let me read the epitaph again. "He could have added fortune to fame, but caring for neither, he found happiness and honor in being helpful to the world." Now let me read the epitaph of that other servant of men that I'm talking about today. It goes this way. "He, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross." You see, he too could have added fortune to fame, but caring for neither, he found happiness and honor in being helpful to the world. You see, God so loved the world that it was he whom God gave that only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe on him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus. He could have added fortune to fame, but he gave it all up because God finds happiness and honor in being helpful to the world. Thank you, George Washington Carver. Yeah, but even more, thank you, Jesus Christ. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71. 71- 291.